your problems right now in your life, you have two options. You can give up, you can surrender to them, or you can focus and problem solve and work through it. It's not easy. It's not supposed to be easy. This is why you're going through it. This is why you're going through it, so you can advance, so you can grow, so you can attain that wisdom through the hardships you're going through right now. You're never going to break through the other side if you give up now. What you say, what you say, what you say, what?
Thank you so much for having me, man. I just want to tell you guys how emotional I am. I met so many nice men and women out here today, and you guys are so supportive of really my journey. A lot of you know me from the Sean Ryan Show. That was probably the main thing that took me over the top. But if you don't know me, my name is Cody Alford. I spent 15 years in the Marine Corps. I started off as a scout sniper. I worked my way to force reconnaissance, and I spent about 13 years as a special operator. And on top of that, I actually was the fastest promoted master sergeant in the Marine Corps history. So a lot of you out there right now, you're like, hey, I'm this young guy, I'm this leader, and I have a lot of flack. That was my whole military career. I was an honor graduate at my boot camp. I was always in some type of leadership position. And what I really realized was that being a leader is not easy. A lot of us want to be a leader. A lot of us want to step up, but we think that we have to have the rank, we have to have the promotion to be able to go do this, and that's simply not true. Before I ever had the rank, I was a leader. You know why? Because I had a voice. And a lot of you out there have a voice right now, but you're not even using it. You're playing so small, but I get it. I've been in your shoes. I know what it's like to suffer. I know what it's like to sacrifice. I know what it's like to strap up and go down range and not knowing you're going to come back home, but you maintain that positive mental attitude. I know what it's like to disconnect myself from my family, tell them what they need to know because I'm focused on the mission. I know what it's like to be around my friends and all we do is just focus on the job and that's all we talk about is the job. Job, 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 job. I know what it's like to sacrifice my soul. I know what it's like to give up my hobbies. I know what it's like to suffer inside because I'm worried about what someone else may think of me. Guys, my story is not much different than a lot of you. But the only difference is that I got tired of the story I was telling myself. I got tired of the environment that I was living in. Because the environment that I was operating in, it wasn't the same environment that everyone else is operating in. I bled for my organization. I bled for something that I believed in bigger than myself. It's all I wanted to do as a child. Everything, ever since I was 7 years old, all I wanted to do was be a scout sniper. Oh, I saw this movie, Sniper, with Tom Berenger. I'm like, dude, I'm hooked. That's what I got to do. And so I started this journey to go pursue that, just like a lot of you. For whatever reason, military, civilian, high school, your parents, you saw something, and you say, you know what? That's for me, and you took an oath. But then you get into the job, and you're like, wait a second. This isn't what I thought it was. I thought I'd be busting fools all the time, shooting up. I thought I was going to have all this awesome training. I thought I was going to be respected by my community. I'm putting myself out there. I'm putting my life on the line. I thought I was going to be in an environment where leadership is going to love me and respect me and want to invest into me. And along that journey, you start to wither away because you put your power in someone else's hands. You know, I've been very fortunate to train a lot of law enforcement officers since I've been out in a combat mindset, combat marksmanship. And the funny thing is, and it's very sad, is that, bro, we don't have any money for funding. We're always paying out of pocket to go to these training events. I had to scrape just to come here. I'm like, wait a second. They give you night vision, but you can't even use it? Wait, you have this rifle, but you don't even have to zero it? Your commands are asking you to go into harm's way, and you're like, okay, that sounds good. I'll watch a YouTube video. There's things in your life you don't know what to do, so you'll come to an event like this. You're like, boom, I checked the box. I'm good to go. But that's small thinking. Your job does not exist without you. Your families do not exist without you. Your partners do not exist without you. But yet some of you are so narrow-minded and you're playing so small because you're just focused on one aspect of your life. Your job is very important. You have to be on your game. But you think it's about just carrying a gun and coming to these events? No. It's bigger. It's deeper. In 2006, we started the, or actually 2007, we started the Marine Special Operations Command pipeline. Therefore, we're bringing in students, all the instructors were getting trained, and I found myself as another young leader, and I'm in this certification training to go train these future operators. And we had this samurai warrior meditation chick come down to this event. And I'm Billy Badass. I've already been on like 3 combat deployments, I've been shot, I've been injured, I've been blown up. I'm like, dude, I've been there, I've done that. Like a lot of you, right? We have this ego, this persona we put on, but it's really just masking our pain because we're insecure, because we don't know how to communicate because you were never taught, because it's not fostered in the organization you come from because everyone's a Billy Badass. Everyone's a tough guy. And anything outside your norm, it's stupid and you should just completely discredit it. So this lady starts, she plays her essential oils. She starts starting her essential oils. She starts playing her cloud music, this really calm, zen, peaceful music. And she's like, all right, everyone, I want you to touch your belly button and your navel. Or your temple and your belly button. I'm like, what is she talking about? This is stupid. A samurai meditation practice in my modern day warrior, savage, alpha mindset thought I was better than something that was the true epitome of a warrior. A lot of you out there think you're warriors right now. You've been in some fights, maybe you've been in some shootings, maybe you have all the qualifications or you got the Gucci gear, but you know what makes a warrior? It's not what you do on the battlefield. It's what you do in the battlefield of the mind to prepare you to execute and perform on command on the battlefield. I didn't get that. I've been to war, I've did all these things, but I never looked at it that way. And so, just like many of the things in my life that looked stupid and sounded dumb, I just cast it aside. I'm a special operator, bro. This is stupid for me. I have bigger fish to fry. Some of the biggest fish I had to fry was being a leader. I thought getting to special operations, it was going to be much better. I thought I was going to get all the support, all this money, all these things. And I realized it was just a fucking smoke and mirrors. The grass isn't always greener on the other side. A lot of you know this from experience. But do you think I stopped? You think I became the youngest Master Sergeant in Marine Corps history because I stopped? Because I'm worried about my boss sucking? Because I'm worried about some stupid policy that's in place that I don't agree with? No. A lot of you think you can't influence your battlefield because you're not the number one top dog, but you have a pulse. The job that you're all doing right now, you're literally putting your life on the line day in, day out. And if you don't see it that way, let me remind you this. You're already committed to death. You think you're going to live forever, but you're not. So why are you playing so small? Why are you waiting for an invitation to step up? Some of you will never, ever have that rank because you're not politically correct. Some of you will ever, never, never be afforded the opportunity to take charge of your department because you're not politically correct, because you're not playing into the agenda. But a lot of you are playing so small. You get in your cliques and you talk about how the system is against you and how you want change, but you're not even influencing your own environment. What I enjoyed most about being a special operator was I'm a force multiplier. I do not need your permission to go execute my plan. I need your guidance, and that's about it. Guys, you think I follow the rule books my entire career? Absolutely not. You can't teach common sense thinking in a textbook, no matter how good the school is or the courses or the doctrine is. You learn on the job. You learn from experience. You learn from exposure. You learn from vulnerability. I find myself I'm a super senior guy. I'm a 2-year master sergeant now, so I'm like super senior. I've been around the block for a little bit, and I find myself in the super secret Jason Bourne course. It's one of 2 CIA condoned courses that exist in special operations, and I found myself there. Day one, I walk in, they're like, bro, you know we're not blowing anything up here, right? I'm like, yeah, I know this, right? And so they kind of set the tone for me. I'm like, well, all these guys are nerds and badasses, and I kind of don't belong here. And so we're taking this test, and these tests are like pass or fail, and if you fail, obviously you're out. And I'm like, there's a lot of pressure, and I'm already suffering from massive TBIs because I was such a badass. I was so focused on the mission. All the other personal stuff, I can wait, bro. It's not stopping me now. Why would I stop? So I find myself in this course, and they're like, hey, does anybody have any questions before we take this test? I'm like, dude, I got a shit ton of questions. So I raise my hands, and everyone looks at me. You know how uncomfortable that is? To raise your hand in front of a bunch of pipe hitters, alphas, right? Do you know how uncomfortable that is, being that guy? That's like, dude, I don't know what this is about. You know what happened? They told me exactly what I was looking for. You know what happened when we took that pause, the break before we took our test? I had like 10 guys come up to me. Hey, bro, what did they say? I'm like, ah, you're not such a hard ass now, are you? Right? You're not such a tough guy. Why do we do that? Why are we so worried about the Timmys and the Sallys out there, worried about what someone's going to think about us? If we raise our hand and ask a question, there is no stupid question. You're stupid for not asking questions. I've asked questions my entire career. I was the why guy. If I do not know the why, how can I have the buy-in? A lot of you hate what you're doing right now in your departments because you don't have buy-in in what you're doing. You want this magical fairy dust to magically happen for you, but it's not. It's never going to happen. But if you have a why, if you see how it's bigger than you, if you see like, man, we don't have the training department, how many of you have experience out there in military, you know, your extra law enforcement shit? A lot of you have experience. Why aren't you training your guys and girls? Why aren't you doing that? Why aren't you meeting up on a Saturday when you're all off shift and doing something? What, because you just want to go home and bitch? You want to go home and drink yourself into oblivion? Call yourself a fucking professional and go out there half-assed, half-cocked? That's what we do. You don't suck for this. This is just called normal. And I'm here to remind you that you don't have to live that way. You don't have to be so narrow-minded that many of us do because we're so sucked in to the job. Guys, my whole identity was wrapped around my job. That was it. It was my job this, my job that. I couldn't go out and drink with my friends without talking about my job. It was always my job. Nobody was ever talking about bettering themselves. Those types of talks will get you beat up. We thought that shit was stupid. You know what's stupid? Not talking about that stuff. What's stupid is only focusing on the things that bring you down. How you're so negative, how your department's not happening the way you want it to happen, how you didn't get that pay raise. If you joined to be a law enforcement officer for the money, you were dumb. None of you joined for the money. And the little money you do get, that's for you and your family. But that rank, that badge, that's for your community and the people to your left and right. So what other permission do you need? What other validation do you need? What are you waiting for to step up and take charge of your own life? A lot of you out there are suffering right now because you're so focused on just your job. But I've been there. I know exactly what you're going through. I came back from my last deployment in 2013. I was in charge of all the special operations in northern Iraq. It was a very big responsibility for me. I got a lot of grief. At the time, I was about 30 pounds heavier. Super jacked, tattooed guy. I obviously must suck at my job, right? Because I don't look picture perfect. No, dude, I'm crushing it. And I have an amazing team that I'm empowering. You know that weird thing? I'm empowering. It's crazy, right? It's crazy what happens and what you can accomplish when you empower others. You know, something that a lot of you aren't doing right now. So this deployment is absolutely just stressing me out, dude. I'm like stress eating Oreos and frosting. I'm like, oh my God, I'm watching Kill TV. A bunch of screens like this all over, just drone strikes, and my guys are calling in for support. You know what I'm dealing with? I'm on like three different cell phones texting my team, texting higher headquarters in Baghdad, like, bro, I need air support. I need this. I need that. I'm yelling on the phone with generals. You know what they tell me? Oh, we can't send support there. There's only one aircraft allowed in the airspace. We don't want to cause a scene. I'm like, bitch, my guys are out there getting shot up. Why are you putting me out here if you're not going to support me? It was blowing my mind. After seeing and peeking behind the curtains at such a young, early age of the military, I realized that nobody cares about you as much as you think they do. Nobody. I come back from this deployment, and I'm just done, dude. All these leadership, all they cared about was, what award am I going to get? Oh, that dude didn't rate something. We're the keepers of the badge. Bro, that's why there's a procedure in place. And it's not for us to be like, no, that ain't for you. Let the board do that. Let the board do its job. Let's do our job as leaders and submit our homies and take care of them. But no, not this command. Special operations, right? Super high speed, low drag. Nah, bro. The men and the women on the ground, absolutely. But the leadership, disconnected. Because they forgot. They forgot what it's like to be that dude on the ground and be like, bro, I need help, I need support, I need some mentorship, I need guidance. They forgot, and they're And they fell into this trap of, I care about me, only me, and how I look. Who do you think suffers when you do that? How many out there right now are doing that? You don't even know it. You never even thought about, shit, I've been doing that this whole time. Why? There's so many people that need you out there. There's so many people that need you to rise to your fullest potential, pull your head out of your ass, and look at life from a different perspective. You're literally in a job that can take your life, and you're playing small. You can literally not even go home one night when you fucking strap up and you're playing small. You're going onto the battlefield, and the streets are the battlefield. Anything can happen. You just saw those videos from Dennis. But you're like, nah, dog, we're good. It's not time yet. When is it time? So I get back from this last appointment in 2013, and we have to do these like psych evals and physical screenings, and I do my talk with a shrink, and he's like, hey, tell me how it was. I'm like, shut up, bro. I've already said this story like 20 fucking times, and no one ever does anything. I was so pissed. I was so pissed, and I was so hurt, and I was so verbal at this point. Nothing was holding me back anymore. I'm like, check it out. I'll talk to you, but I want my sleep fixed, and I want Adderall. Because I was all over the place, guys. I was constantly tired, no matter how much I slept, no matter how much caffeine I had. And my brain was just nonstop. I could never focus on the task. I only knew how to operate in a high state of stress. I conditioned my life to only be able to operate in a fight or flight mode. Chill mode was toxic for me. Going home was toxic. I didn't know how to handle that. I didn't know how to just be normal, whatever normal is. I didn't know how to shut it off. Because when I tried to, I just kept on putting to the side because I'm like, you know the mission, bro. Hey, I'm going out on this team training. I don't want to miss this. You know, my head's really hurting, but I won't bring anything up. Because I don't want to miss this opportunity, guys. You know, because this job that you can only do for so long, I'm so worried about it. So I go to this place called Intrepid Spirit. It's a traumatic brain injury clinic. And I do all these tests. And the neurosurgeon comes up to me. He's like, bro, what if I told you you couldn't be in the Marines anymore? I'm like, shut up. What are you talking about? And my heart sank. He's like, well, you know, after reviewing your stuff, you know, you were shot in the helmet, you were blown up, you did all these, you ran all these blasts, all this exposure, all these things. Yeah, I mean, and here's your scan right here, bro. It's like not healthy. I'm like, what are you talking about, man? I'm a fucking hero, dude. I'm a fucking go-getter. He's like, what if I told you you couldn't be in the Marines? And I just felt so empty inside. There was no plan B for me. There was no, like, option after this. That's all I knew. That's all I knew. All I cared about wasn't the military, wasn't what we're fighting for. I cared about the men and women. You think I was getting paid big? I got paid a little bit more, but that shit doesn't retire with me. I cared about the men and the women that I was working with. I learned at a very young age, if you want to make a difference, re-enlist. I was like, fuck, that sucks, because it's a commitment. Well, I'm already committed to death. I'm already committed to life. Might as well commit to something I'm truly passionate about. Until I find something else out, I'm going to go all in on this. So I go to my command, and I'm like, guys, I need help. I need a break. I need a pause. At this point in time, I came back from this deployment. I'm doing some, like, super low-speed desk job, which I wasn't above. I had goals and dreams to take over my command, my overall organization. I knew this is part of the process, so I wasn't above that. A lot of you are like, I don't want a desk job, but then you don't want change. Oh, I don't want to be off the street, then you don't want change. Change is required for change to fucking happen. Why don't you see this? But I was selfish. I'm like, dude, I gotta take care of me. And it was uncomfortable. And so the super low-speed job that I'm doing, I couldn't handle anything. Dude, the dumb meetings, the stupid TPS reports, all the stupid things that you would expect you to be doing, I'm doing. I'm like, I can't handle this. So I go to my boss, like, bro, I need no responsibility. Like, this is stressing me out. Like, I cracked my tooth already. My ass cheeks are constantly clenched. Like, I'm driving to work, and I'm crying because I get halfway down the road. I don't even know how I got here. The more I pulled these threads in my life, the more my life unraveled. Try being this alpha male, right? There was dragon slaying stories about me in the Marine Corps, especially my organization. Try being that guy that everyone looked up to, some hated. Try being that guy and say, hey, I need help. I need help. Well, Cody, we all have problems. Yeah, well, you're masking yours with a case of Coors Light every night. I'm done doing that. I'm done repeating the same things, expecting different results. Guys, my focus switched from the battlefield to the battlefield of the mind. But you know who's gonna fight that for me? Nobody but me. I got tired of seeing guys in my job kill themselves active duty, kill themselves when they retired, instantly replaced. Hey, thank you for doing your 30 years of this job. Now you're retired and you're instantly replaced. Nobody's calling them. You're a number in a system, and that's okay. But why wouldn't you want to be the best in the system? Why wouldn't you want to perform your best? Why wouldn't you want to be the Tom Brady, the number one professional in your organization for however long you want to ride that out? I didn't see it that way. I was narrow-minded. So I started to get all this help to like better myself, and I just realized I was fucking broken. I realized that I put off my well-being for so long to be a warfighter, to take care of the men and the mission, that I never paused to take care of myself. A lot of you out there are doing that right now. You feel it in your stomach, you're like, fuck, I really do need to get this knee checked out, but you know, the tempo's been really bad, and I don't wanna put a lot of stress on my partner. Do you wanna get your partner killed because you're a liability? So the neurosurgeon, at the same time I'm doing all these medical treatments, and I get this email. I'm trying to try out for this other tier one unit, and it's finally working out for me. Like the curtains opened up, the stars aligned. Because of my rank, I was always not eligible through the Marine Corps to go try out for this place. Well, they just changed the whole system up, and there's one seat. I'm like, this is my chance, dude. This is my chance. Maybe this is all happening for a reason. I passed the PT. I submit my packet. I'm doing all these things. I'm like, dude, this is going to happen for me. I'm finally going to do this. I'm going to live out this dream that I've always had to continuously progress to be my best. So I go to the neurosurgeon. I'm like, hey, man, I need to pause this medical board because I'm trying to go out to the selection process. And he's like, okay, we can do that, Cody. But let me ask you a question. If you went over there, do you think you'd be a liability? I paused, and I said yes. Guys, owning your shit is the hardest thing to do. If you can go face the streets, you can go face yourself and get your shit taken care of. So you can continue to push the fight. So you can continue to be a good person. So you can continuously invest into your family and your communities. Why are you doing this job if you're not? If you're not trying to be the best, why are you even here? It's time to stop being so linear in how we perform and execute our goals and our dreams. You're more than a job. If you were to die today, you will be replaced. If you were to retire today, you will be replaced. Why would you sacrifice yourself continuously when you already sacrificed so much just to be in here? You know what it's like walking around a Special Operations Command headquarters, being that guy who has problems, who's asking for help? It's not easy. I really quickly realized who my friends were, who cared about me, and it wasn't many. Because in the military, there's these things I call false idols, and I'm sure they exist in your organizations too. False idols are like, oh man, Timmy, he's a badass, bro. He was on that one patrol, dude. He like wrapped up those two guys. Timmy's a shit. Timmy comes back home as the leader, and he sucks. Timmy doesn't stand up for you. Timmy doesn't raise his hand. Timmy doesn't go to continuous training. I had a bunch of Timmys in my organization. These guys that, oh, this dude's so amazing. He's perfect. He's the best thing since sliced bread. That dude, I saw time and time again roll over for his people, not using his rank and his position for what it's intended to do. The money's for you, the rank is for them. How can you not see this? But people don't. Because along your journey of whatever you do in life, sometimes you forget. And when you forget, you need to bring yourself back to the why. Why you even show up? Why are you even here today? Why did you come to this event? Why are you wearing that badge? Why are you putting on your vest, feeling prideful and going downrange? Why do you do that? What does it mean to you? Because if you can harness that power of the why, if you can realize that you're more than just a job, you can't go wrong. But if you allow your job to consume you, if you allow the perceptions of everyone else to get in your head, to afraid to raise your hand and be like, hey, I need a break, I need a pause. Motherfucker, I'd rather have you have a pause than be dead. How many of your friends, your brothers or sisters are killing themselves at a cyclic rate? Oh, you don't know? I'll just show you my Instagram. Because I get messaged by them all the time. Veterans, law enforcement, they get out, they're lost, they're going through something in their department, and they hate themselves, they don't know how to ask for help, they don't know how to reach out. Why? How can you be so badass and so amazing at your job, but you don't see how amazing you are? You don't need anyone's permission to be a leader, and you don't need anyone's permission to take care of yourself. The real tough thing to do is to invest in yourself. That's the most honorable thing you can ever do. Create the best version of yourself and gift that to those you love. It's not the other way around. It's not this mask, this facade, this skin suit that we put on. We say, hey, I'm good to go. I'm good at my job. I can transition good. Look at my red dot. I'm good to go. No, bro. Are you doing healthy practices for your life? Oh, man, I'm just really stressed out and... You know, it's really been really hard. I don't know what to do. Glug, 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 glug. Really? You're not connecting the dots? Guys, my life changed when I got real with myself. When I said to that doctor, you know what, I would be a liability over there. My life changed. Because I was lying to myself all these years. No matter how many times I was getting lost in my own house, no matter how many times I was crying down a road not knowing how I got there, I never took it seriously. I'm like, this is part of the job. I have TBI. I was happy. I had a label, so I had something to associate it with. I never knew what to do. You know how I figured out what to do? I raised my hand. There's so many things out there for you to better yourself. There's so many things out there to sharpen your sword. But are you taking advantage of them? Or are you just living this linear life where you're consumed by your job, you're consumed by the hate and discontent that you have in your department, how you're lacking, how there's scarcity, how you don't have everything that you want, everything you need, and it's not going your way, and you're thinking about switching departments, but you're going home getting shit-faced every night to mask your pain, and you won't even tell your brother, you won't even tell your sister, you won't even tell the people that you're on the duty with, on the line with, that can literally die next to you. Why do we do this? Why are we so worried about our friends and our peers, especially what they think of us? If your guys and gals sucked in training, are you going to go correct them? Like, hey, bro, I wouldn't really do it that way. This is how you should do it. So if you'll do that, if you have the courage to do that, why don't you have the courage to be like, hey, man, you look kind of off today, dude. How are you feeling? Do you need a break? Why do we shun people for bettering themselves? Why do we shun people? We treat people like they're robots. And the more you do that, the more you play into that system, you will create a bigger and bigger, bigger system. And how do we stop this? You have to wake up and realize your call for more. That you're so much more than that badge. There's some kid out there that needs to see your smile tomorrow. There's some dude or chick that needs to have your grace. They need you in the fight. They need you present. You have no idea who you're all here to impact. You think you're just in law enforcement. No, that's what you do. That's the vessel to go do what you're here to do. But if you forget that, if you play small, you will self-destruct. And if you self-destruct, you serve nobody. The best thing I ever did was stand up for myself. It absolutely transformed my life. My true superpower is my vulnerability. I realize a lot of people do not have that inside them. Not that it doesn't exist, they just don't believe it. You don't have to be consumed by the job you do or the pains and traumas you have inside. Those aren't you, but they're there to be addressed and to be worked through. You're a professional, so start acting like it. The mind, body, spirit is more than just some catchy phrase. Honor, courage, commitment is more than some catchy phrase. It's not just about things we do on the battlefield. It's the things we do inside that prepares us to go to war, prepares us for combat, prepares us for harm's way. So what I need from you all is to look deep inside you. What are you masking? What areas of your life are you not maxing out? What areas of your life are you playing so small in that you're like, shit, dude, I could do better? And let me remind you, you don't suck. You don't know what you don't know. And it's never too late to change your life. It's absolutely never too late to start. But the more you know, the more that's expected of you. So if you truly want to max out your job, you want to max out this calling you have inside to be your best self, to be the best law enforcement officer, you're going to have to start acting differently. Let me remind you, you don't need permission to do this. You just need to step up and take charge of your own life. Street Cop, I'm super grateful to be here, and I hope I get to meet every one of you. Thank you so much for your time, and thank you for what you do. Thank you very much.